morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, the study of the person of the Holy Spirit, lesson one. Father, let's open in prayer. Father, just thank you for this time. Father, we just study your word, Father, on the third person of your Trinity, Father. Father, I know there's probably someone else, probably more to teach this, Father, to me, but Father, just as you showed me, Father, from Brother Gambler's study here, Father, just to, as we look at it and search you, Father, and we believe in all three of your person, Father. Amen. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
One verse is not in here, but I'm going to start out with Romans 5:12. Wherefore as by sin, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all that have sinned. And when I was going to Southeastern Bible College in fall of 95, Brother Talley, the instructor of the Doctrine of the Holy Spirit, he gave us a definition. And that was kind of the key verse for the study of the Holy Spirit there. And also, he also gave us a quote here that... Well, I have to look that one up and give it next time. Okay, the study of each topic or the book of the Bible should begin by laying the foundation. The foundation is necessary to build full understanding and application of the study. Christians must have the correct understanding on the subject, or they will never have the correct application in their life. The study of the Holy Spirit is one of the subjects, if not the most important, that must be understood correctly. A biblical understanding of the Holy Spirit brings a lifestyle that will solve all problems in the life of a Christian, and therefore solve all problems in a New Testament church. Let's spend our study by learning. The Holy Spirit is one of the most elected studies of all people in the entire Bible. Christians today know less about the Holy Spirit than they do about most of the men mentioned in the Bible. However, the Holy Spirit is mentioned more than 225 times in the New Testament, in addition to being mentioned many times in the Old Testament. Most Christians don't know much about him, and most Christians don't know him personally. I remember the question that Paul asked the church in Ephesus in Acts 2, "Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed?" And they said to him, "We have not even heard if there is a Holy Spirit." We will develop all the above statements as we proceed with this study. Who is the Holy Spirit? Roman number one, what is not the Holy Spirit? What the Holy Spirit is not. The Holy Spirit is not an influence. The Holy Spirit is not a power. And the Holy Spirit is not a driving force. And the Holy Spirit is not an it, as it is often called. Who is the Holy Spirit? He's a person, a real person. Jesus Christ referred to the Holy Spirit many times with the pronoun he, him, or himself. And I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another comforter, so that he may remain with you forever. John 14:16. And but the Holy Spirit, but the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and will remind you of all things that I have said to you. John 14:26. But when the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness of me. John 15:26. However, I tell the truth, it is to you advantage that I go away, for if I do not go, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. He has come, he will rebuke the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. John 16:7-8. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of himself, but will speak of everything he bears, and he will let no thing to come. He will glorify you, because he will receive of me, and he will let you know. John 16:13-14. The three main essential elements of a real person. A real person has an intellect. You and I have intellect. The Holy Spirit has an intellect. In Romans 8:27, and he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He has a mind. And John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. He can teach the Word of God. And in John 16:13, howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. He can guide you into all truth. And the Holy Spirit has an intellect, because he knows and can teach the truth. He also has an emotion. You and I have an emotion. The Holy Spirit has an emotion. Ephesians 4:30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Back up to verse 29. And let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. And the Holy Spirit can be quenched. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Quench not the Spirit. But going back to verse 16, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. And you can resist the Holy Spirit, Acts 7:51. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ear, do you always resist the Holy Ghost? As your father did, so do we. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them which shewed before the coming of the just one, of whom ye have been now, the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it? And the Holy Spirit prayed, Romans 8:26. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the spirit, mind of the Spirit, because it maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And then a real person has a will. You and I have a will. And the Holy Spirit has a will. The Holy Spirit exercises His will by giving certain gifts to men. 1 Corinthians 12:11. But all of these worketh that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as a body is one, and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. But the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not the body, is therefore not of the body. And the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not the body. It is therefore not of the body. If the whole body were an eye, were the hearing, if the whole was hearing, where were the smelling? But now has God set the members of every one of them in the body as it had pleased Him. And if they were all members, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head of the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. And those members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts are more comely. For our comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the flesh, tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor in that part which lacketh, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after their miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, government. And are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yes, shew unto you a more excellent way. The Holy Spirit exercises His will by calling men to ministry. Acts 13, 1 through 4. Now there was a church in the church that was at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers at Barnabas and Simeon that were called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, which had been brought up with Herod his teacher and Saul. And they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed into Sicily, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And the Holy Spirit exercises His will by directing men in ministry. Acts 16, 6-7. Not when they had gone to Pharaoh and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, and they were come to Mysia. They assailed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they passing by Mysia came down to Troas, appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. None of this is true for an influence, a power, and a force. That's the part that's not true. That he's not an influence, he's not a power, and he's not a force. And the Holy Spirit is not just a person. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, as he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of air, the spirit that now worketh in children disobedient, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Three things there: the world, the flesh, and the devil. And the Holy Spirit is also deity. The four main purpose and central elements of the deity is God. The Holy Spirit is eternal. Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, "Destroy them." God the Son is eternal, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God the Holy Spirit is eternal, Hebrews 9:14. And much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead work to serve the living God. And these three persons compose the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And baptism in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And in 2 Corinthians 13:14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is omniscient. Omni means all. Scientist means knowledge. And 1 Corinthians 2:11-12. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit of God, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Jesus said, "Ye shall teach; he shall teach you all things." John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And he had called the Spirit of knowledge, Isaiah 11:2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of the mouth, and the breath of his lips shall he slay the spirit wicked. And John 14:17. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he might abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit is omnipotent. Omni means all. Potent means unlimited power. God is all powerful. The word for God in Genesis 1:1 is Elohim, meaning three or more persons. All three persons were active in the creation. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and life was the light of men. And light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. And the same king for witness, to bear witness of the light, that what all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was not sent to bear witness of that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the new world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which was born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And in Colossians 1:16, for by him were all things created, but are in heaven, and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominion, or principalities, or powers of all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And in Genesis 1:2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And the Holy Spirit is omnipresent. Omni means all. Present means present in all places. Psalm 139. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the othermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. The Holy Spirit dwells at all times in believers. John 14:17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. And 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? And 6:19. What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are gone. And I got my own little emphasis, my own little personal thing I wrote at the end of verse 19. But His own. I belong to Him. Amen. Now there are deformities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God, which worketh all in all. 1 Corinthians 12:4-6. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of the operation, but it is the same God, which worketh all in all. And also, sometimes it says Holy Ghost instead of Spirit. Holy Ghost and Spirit are the same person. Amen. And the names and titles of the Holy Spirit support the deity. My Spirit, Genesis 6:3. And then the Spirit of God, 2 Corinthians 15:1, and the breath of the Almighty, and the Holy Spirit, Psalm 51:11, and the Spirit of the Lord, wisdom, understanding, understanding, counsel, might, and knowledge, Isaiah 11:2, and the Spirit of God, of the Lord God, Isaiah 61:11. And the Spirit of life, Romans 8:2. And the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8:9. The Spirit of power, Romans 15:13. And the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 6:11. The Spirit of living God, 2 Corinthians 3:3. And the Spirit of the Lord, 2 Corinthians 3:18. Father, just be with us, Father, as we look at these lessons, Father, here on your third person, Father, the Trinity, Father. They become more and more real to us each day, and it's teaching us, Father, what you'd have us to do, Father. And Father, we just, to be not our will, but your will be done, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.